This is how every indie hacker should grow their apps.
This is Mickey, a guy from Spain who launched his app just 7 months ago. And today, he's already making over $40,000 a month.
This app was profitable from day one.
But here's what he did different. He didn't chase TikTok trends or spend years building a personal brand. He did it all through a single channel, Google.
Google still works today if you take this approach.
So I brought Mickey onto the channel to break it all down for us. And in this episode, we'll dive into what every builder gets wrong about distribution, the right combination of organic and paid Google search, and the exact five-step playbook he used to hit $40,000 MRR in less than a year. This one is going to be fun. Let's dive in. I'm Pat Walls, and this is Starter Story. All right, real quick before we dive in, Mickey is about to break down how he broke 40K a month using Google search. But if you're watching this and thinking, I want to build something, but I don't have an idea yet, well, I've got a free template that will help you find one. Link is right down there in the description, but more on that later. All right, Mickey, welcome to the channel. Tell me about who you are, what you built, and what's your story.
Hey, Pat, I'm Mickey. I'm the founder of Late, social media API that helps brands schedule and automate content across multiple platforms. We went from 0 to 30K MRR in just 7 months by focusing on Google search ads.
All right, cool. Well, I'm really excited to talk about it. We're going to talk a lot about Google today, which I love and I'm very excited about. But first, before we do that, I want to understand, what did you build? What's your product? What's the pricing model? How does it work?
So Late is a social media API. What we do is wrap around the official APIs, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn. We go through all the platform permissions. We basically pay for the highest plans so that you have access to the all the features available. And we hand it to you in a single API that basically has access to everything and without limits. We charge our users per connected accounts. Basically, we have three plans. We have the build, so the users can just start building their integrations. We go through Accelerate for more accounts. Then our unlimited plan allows you to connect as many accounts as you want. So currently, we just crossed 40K MRR. We started around 7 months ago, so we have been growing pretty fast. And well, the first clients started landing around August last year, and today we just crossed 40K MRR. So our total signups are 50K since launch. We have more than 700 paying users for now, and our churn rate is less than 10%.
That is pretty amazing. You were able to do 40K MRR in really less than a year. That's really, really impressive. I'm excited to talk all about Google and how you did that. But before we do, I want to understand how you get here. What were you doing before? Why did you decide to build a SaaS business? How do you get here?
Yeah. Before Late, I spent over 5 years experimenting with startups. I started an online ed tech company called Ucademy here in Spain. We raised venture capital and today it has more than 100 employees. So around a year ago, I got deeper into building SaaS products and recognized a gap in the market. There was no simple, affordable API for social media automation. And well, most tools were either too expensive, too complicated, or lacked good documentation, which is essential for developers. So well, this led to the idea of building Late, an API-first platform designed to be a developer-friendly. I started spending my time on proven channels like SEO and paid ads, which is basically what has allowed us to hit 40K MRR in 7 months.
Okay, cool. So we're not even going to talk today much about how you built or anything like that, because I don't think it's all that important. You have a really cool approach here where you basically said, I can build this. All I want to do is focus on distribution, focus on how this thing can grow. And it did. It got to 40K MRR in less than a year. What was the high level strategy that you had when you went into this and you decided to build this? What was your plan to grow it quickly?
So basically, we saw that social media is noisy, it's oversaturated, and well, organic reach is dead for most businesses and it's very, very difficult to work on it. There are people that are actively searching for social media scheduling API or Twitter automation tool that they have a 10x higher intent to buy. So we are actually here capturing the intent that already exists rather than trying to create it through viral content. We focus 100% on high intent channels like SEO and Google search ads because they have predictable unit economics and don't depend on lack or trends. And we use data from both channels to optimize landing pages, messaging, and we reinvest all our revenue into scaling what works.
Mickey's story is just insane. $0 to $40,000 a month in just 7 months is crazy impressive. But here's what happens when you get to this sort of level. Once you start having to close bigger customers, things start to get tricky. It's not just about whether your app works or not. These customers want to know if you're SOC 2 or ISO 27001 compliant. And if you can't say yes, the deal is probably dead. This is why we partnered with Vanta on this video. Vanta automates the painful parts of compliance so you can keep scaling instead of drowning in paperwork. It hooks right into your stack, runs continuous checks, and keeps all the evidence clean for the auditors. Vanta handles it so you can stay in growth mode. Over 14,000 companies like Ramp and Writer already use Vanta to prove security in real time. And right now, Vanta is offering $1,000 off for Starter Story viewers. So if you're scaling fast and want to land customers without the compliance headache, check out Vanta at the first link in the description. Huge thank you to Vanta for this partnership. Let's get back to the episode. Okay, yeah, and that's a really, really good insight. Is a lot of people think when they get started, I need to figure out 10 different channels. I'm gonna have to do Reddit, I gotta do organic social, I gotta do a waiting list, I gotta do all these things. I think smart founders, like, you pick one channel, then maybe pick a couple ideas of what could work, but then if something sort of starts working, they go all in on one channel, they get it to 40K MRR, and then, like you said, you get it to a million ARR. That, I think, is the right way of thinking about channels. So let's talk about the channel that truly worked for you, which was Google. I know there was a little bit of organic, but then also you were running paid ads as well. Let's do a deep dive into this one channel that worked for you.
So for Google, basically, we create content on a website that is useful for our users or our target users. And some of this gets on Google and ranks organically, and some of it doesn't rank, so we run ads for it. So basically, the same content that is useful for both purposes. Obviously, we prefer it if the pages show up for the organic Google searches, but sometimes it's not possible. That's when we run ads on it.
Okay, I like that. So really, you're just writing one article or lots of articles that can organically rank, and then you can run paid against. So you only really have to do one sort of action. Let's dive into the organic stuff. Can you break down what works on the organic side?
Basically, for the organic side, we just focus on very bottom of the funnel keywords. We use tools like Ahrefs to find keywords with 300, 800 monthly searches that have low competition, but that they are very, very high intent. We just target terms like social media API, scheduling API for Twitter, and things like that. Then we create content. We write in-depth guides that answer the user's intent. For example, how to schedule Instagram posts automatically. And we also try and maintain a clean site structure, fast load times, and mobile optimization, proper metadata. We also do link building. We've built backlinks through tools and also by reaching out manually to other people and paying them. And we track everything, all our rankings with Ahrefs and Google Search Console, and basically constantly optimize our CTR based on the results. This has already produced more than 8K MRR in organic revenue.
Okay, so you write these articles. They essentially rank for free through Google's organic search. So this generates around 8,000 in new customers per month. What about the rest of the revenue? How's that happening?
So they happen through Google Search Ads, which are our guaranteed revenue engine. So while SEO compounds over time, paid search gives us immediate results and feedback. So here's our strategy. We bid on high intent commercial keywords, the same that we are trying to rank organically for. We create landing pages for each one of them. So each ad group has its custom landing page tailored to the keyword and the intent. For example, Instagram API has a specific page for Instagram. We automate everything through Google Ads. We use automated bidding, which sets a target CPA at $120, which is our average catch threshold. Google's algorithm optimizes bids to hit this target. And on the ad copy, we basically focus on value. For example, scale 30 days of social media in 1 hour, or reach 100K followers fast with our API. On the testing side, we do continuous A/B testing of headlines, descriptions, and landing pages, everything tracked through Posthook. Currently, we spend around $8,000 per month. We get $2.5 in revenue for every dollar spent. Monthly revenue from paid search is around 15K MRR.
I love what Mickey is showing us right now. He just found one channel that works, and he's going all in. But here's the thing. Before you get into growth, you still need to build something. And if you're watching this and still feeling stuck on that step, well, I have something for you. I put together our free business idea template, and it walks you through 7 proven methods to find painful problems that people actually want solved. In under 1 hour, you will map out 21 problems worth solving and then pick the one that you should go build. Sometimes the best ideas are hiding in plain sight, and this template gives you a simple system to spot them. So head to the first link in the description, grab the template for free, and potentially find your next idea. All right. Let's get back into the episode. Okay, well, I mean, I like that. It's cool. Like, you could just do the organic thing and do this 8K and you'd have 8K MRR, but you're sort of, again, treating it like a math problem. You're pouring a little bit of gasoline on the fire. And when you see certain keywords working in paid, then you're channeling maybe more articles or more keywords around organic, and then those feed them back. So what I think our audience will love to hear from you, could you break down this strategy step by step? Imagine you have a brand new SaaS. It's ready to go. You have an MVP ready to go. It's a decent product. Maybe you got a few customers. What would be your step-by-step process to get started on this Google strategy in 2026?
So for step one, you just basically find your core keywords that are high intent and are very, very close to your value proposition. You can use Ahrefs, you can use SEMrush. I mean, there are some very, very core keywords that you don't have to search for. You already know that they are very related to your product. For example, for us, it's social media API. It's very, very obvious. So you know that these keywords are being searched and you basically create a spreadsheet with them, the monthly search volume that they have, and the difficulty, and you focus on these keywords and nothing else, and basically try and work towards ranking for them within 3 to 6 months. For step two, just focus on creating content for the keywords that you've found and make sure that it's high quality content. It can be a blog, a landing page, or just a free tool, and well, just add a big CTA to your signup page so that you get signups for this traffic. And basically then you can just add internal linking, link to other pieces of content on your site, and you try and do that through the first week. So you try and push 10 to 15 high quality articles in the first week to build momentum. It's also important that you don't create too much content, and also Google doesn't like that. So it's better to have quality content. For step three, you just start launching your ads with the data and the content that you already have. So basically set up a Google Ads account, create some ad groups based on these keywords that you are also targeting with the organic content. You create 3 to 5 variations of the copy. Just focus on value propositions more than just stating the features. In step four, just optimize and scale based on the data that you have. You identify what's working, you identify the keywords that are bringing new customers, and you try and optimize for this. You just can't forget about the rest, because the ones that are converting are the ones that really matter to you. You can post underperforming keywords and just double down on the high ROI keywords. And then you can just start testing. Update the headlines, update the copy, and add CTAs based on what converts best. Then just try and increase the budget month over month, as long as the return on this ad spend is working. In step five, just track and try and improve your cost of acquisition. So now you can just set a dashboard, either in Google Sheets, Data Studio, or any tool that you like. You can start tracking the cost of acquisition, the return on ad spend, the revenue, and the traffic per channel. And then you can just start benchmarking against what's working. Good CAC is 20-40% of the lifetime value, and your goal is basically to keep CAC under 30% of the first year revenue. Every month, you can just A/B test new keywords, ad copy, and landing pages based on what worked last month. So that would be my 5-step playbook if I would be starting over again.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. Great playbook. I love Google. This is awesome. Thanks for breaking it all down for us. Let's switch topics a little bit and talk about the product that you built. Could you give us a demo? I just want to see what this thing looks like, how it works, and yeah, could you show it?
Sure. So our app is nothing fancy, really. On the UI, we just have a social media scheduler. Basically, everything that you can do through the API, you can also do through our UI. So it's very, very simple. You can just from here create new posts, and basically just select the accounts that you want this content to go to. We also have here the option to connect all your accounts and handle all your accounts from the UI. Here you can also create new API keys. So as a developer, you can just basically handle all your APIs from here. We also have here an inbox feature that basically allows you to handle all your DMs and comments through the UI. The rest of the platforms, you can set up webhooks and you get notifications when a post fails or when a post succeeds, when an account gets disconnected. You can also check all the logs from your publishing activity to see if you have errors or if everything is working correctly. And then from here, you just can access the API docs, which are, very important. Because you'll be building an integration, and this is what we try and spend the most time on, so that it's very, very straightforward for you to learn and start using.
Okay, cool. And on a similar note, how did you build this? What tech stack did you use? What runs the business? How'd you build it?
So most important thing that we use is Cloud Code. So we can code much faster. We also use DataFast. It helps us track what's bringing revenue and what's not. We also use Google Ads. We spend up to $8,000 per month. And we also use Ahrefs, which is around $200 per month. And this is essential for us for insights, monitoring on the organic side.
Okay, cool. Well, thanks for sharing that. Last question that we ask all founders who come on to Starter Story who built cool stuff like you. What would be your advice to young Mickey before you got started? Or for anyone watching that wants to get started and build cool SaaS like this and learn Google, what would be your advice?
My advice would be to just stop trying to be everything to everyone. When I realized that basically picking one growth channel and getting really good at it, in our case, it's paid search, it was 100 times better than being mediocre at 10 channels. So my advice would be just pick your single best lever for growth, get obsessed with it, and measure it relentlessly.
And that's great advice. As I kind of mentioned before, you can win with just one channel, right? You can build $1 million business. You can build a $10 million business, maybe even $100 million business with just one channel. So if anyone's watching this and you take one thing away from that, here's proof of that. Thank you, Mickey, for coming on and sharing. Awesome business. Hope to see it grow.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, producer Gus, what'd you think about that one?
I thought it was really cool. I think we talked to someone else recently that was very similar, but it's very systematized, right? He has a super solid system, I think, for, finding the keywords, ranking them, and then running paid search on them. So I thought that was really awesome just to hear kind of that system. And I feel like so many of the great founders we talk to have something like that, where they have this methodical approach. We don't get lucky. It's all math. And I was like, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I like about Google. I think a lot of people are talking about organic, TikTok and these sorts of things, or AI and all this. But at the end of the day, Google is a very, very tried and true acquisition channel for a lot of businesses. At the end of the day, this is a great distribution strategy or marketing strategy for people that don't want to go on camera and want to, maybe they're a little bit more of a finance type and enjoy putting together spreadsheets of keywords and seeing intent and looking at the numbers. Not everyone is meant to be on camera and create viral content. This is a real solid plan that he put together, and his playbook was especially good. I think you can really do this with pretty much any SaaS, specifically B2B SaaS more so, but I really think that this could work and is a great first channel.
Yeah, and then the other thing I was thinking about was on Twitter, you'll see how many people are talking about how Google search is dead, or Google SEO is dead kind of thing. I think we've even done some videos on the Bill channel on that topic, but I don't know. I guess, what do you think about that? He's kind of showing that maybe it's not this as true, or what do you think?
Here's the truth. Google search is not dead, but informational queries are dead. So if you search, not dead, but essentially dead. If you search Google for how to create a great social media post, that you're probably not going to rank. It's going to be harder to rank for that. And those people are coming for information on how to create a good social media post. They're just going to use ChatGPT for that, right? To get a more customized, way better answer. But if they're searching for things like social media scheduler, they may put that into more so into AI, but at the end of the day, it's still the same. They're going to put that into Google. They're going to put that into the AI. They're going to click in through to your software and buy it. Yeah, there's an argument that one day you'll be able to put it into AI and it'll write all the code and create the whole app for you. But right now, still people need tools and intent-based. There's informational queries, and then maybe you call it intent-based queries. People are still searching things for I need insurance. I need a social media scheduling tool. I need some clothing or something like that. So the SEO is dead is more around informational-based queries.
Yeah, I mean, I find myself using ChatGPT a lot more for search, but sometimes when I'm still looking for a tool or something to buy, I almost still go to Google instead of chat, because I don't know, I feel like Google has something it'll really show me versus chat will just list out whatever right. The answer without, not always with a link. Anyway, so I thought that was interesting to see that still works if you do it kind of in this mathematical way.
Okay, cool. Well, SEO and Google still works, but you need to build something. So I will shamelessly plug Starter Story Build right here. If you want to find that idea that you can eventually put into the Google playbook, check out Starter Story Build. I'll put a link in the description for that. We will help you come up with your idea, build it with just AI tools. You don't even need to know how to code and get it in the hands of real customers. I'll put that link down there. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you in the next one. Peace.